So somehow that asshole made it out of it. I'm sorry for the sound quality. I would apologize to everyone for my insensitive and politically incorrect or whatever statements and comments and aptitudes. But I just can't care. Hello, welcome to the Fact Daddy Experience, where I make myself look like an asshole and broadcast it to the entire world. Perfectly fine. We're all assholes. Anyway, that whole diatribe has nothing to do with the show. Yo, this dude got the crafted things for the elixir of life, but he's not going to pull up in that crazy ass dungeon. But, you know, he did do something that I considered pretty insane, which is, and yes, I'm going to bypass the replay episode because the next episode, 7.5, that episode is all about how Jinwoo ended up exactly where he ended up. And that episode is called How to Get Stronger. It's like a pretty good reiteration of those episodes, but it was only created because the voice actor for Jinwoo Sung got COVID, so they had to delay it. Now, I'm not sure why or how that works in terms of when they actually add the voices to the animation, but anyway, 7.5 is good to check out. Notifications and other stuff of that nature. But anyway, it's not a bad episode. I liked it mostly for the notifications. Plus, I got to rewatch some stuff. You know, now, the crazy thing is in the 8th episode, the 8th and 9th episodes are like the 5th and 6th episodes. Like, one sets it up and then the other one knocks it down. You know, he has to get stronger to go to that S-rank tower to go fuck some shit up, so that he could, like, save his mom and stuff. And this show is going to go harder because while there is that whole separate anime community from the manga community, I read them, I watch them, so you get super excited. You know, you hope that they stick to it for the most part, which I think they have. So homeboy wants to level up, so he basically agrees to do the 19 raids for Jinho at the price of just him and Jinho go in, and he gets Jinho to get the other people. They can meet the quota, same way that Hwang Dong Suk did, meet the quota, and he's not worried about it at all. Like, and plus, he's breaking it down. You know, no casualties. 19 operations, zero casualties. Impress his dad. Boom. He's got him locked in. And then, of course, they show this S-rank hunter chick. I don't remember her name. I know that she gets offered that guild master position. You know? Because she's S rank. Like, I know if I was that dude, I would definitely not pull up on her. I'm sorry, but someone that powerful could just, like, rip your fucking head off and fuck you up. So, such is life, such is strife. Then Jinho talks to his dad about some business stuff, and I'm sure it's important. And then they break down the, you know, Hunter Guild, Fame Guild, Tiger Guild, Knights Guild. And I think there was another one. My brain.
It just failed me. It said goodbye, boy. Goodbye.
So, yeah, Hunter, White Tiger, Reaper. Reaper was the one I was missing. So, you know, they all have those S ranks, and then one retired. So, Jin, anyway, he gets hundreds of associates requested go into a D-rank gate. They formed a strike team. He ends up running into literally everyone from the originals team. You even see Mr. Kim at home with his family, you know? And it's sad. It's just sad seeing this dude with his family. And then you see this other top S-rank dude freaking out. And, you know, I have no idea what it would be like for these people to be married or in relationships or something. You know? It's like the whole Superman dating thing, you know? And I guess I should be less apologetic because, you know, Kevin Smith with his, you know, 37 dicks in fucking Clerks. You know, society's really weird. It's like a time and a place where you're allowed to be an asshole and weird and fucked up. And then there's time and places where you're not. And of course, the social cues are so fucked up and weird now that I don't know. But anyway, they keep talking about this island, so I got a feeling that these fools are all going to end up on that island. This is not a manga leak anything, because I read shit really slowly, because, you know, have to try to survive in the world and all of that type of crap. But this guy's going to this mission, and this mission is ass, because, you know, of course he sees Mr. Song, and Mr. Song's like, what the fuck? Look at this guy. He looks different. And Juhee, which I hope I'm saying it right, she's freaked out. And then the prisoners showed up, I got a little confused. And then I was like, oh shit, they let prisoners fucking join because they're hunters. Oh, and then there goes that guy, the purple-haired asshole who was with Manager Wu when they first visited Jin-ho in the hospital. So, what the fuck? Oh, so there's five of the original survivors on this mission. That's pretty bad. Like, they're convicts, but they're sentenced to be, you know, reduced if they do this. And the thing about it is, you know, this leads right into the next episode. And the next episode, basically, shit gets real crazy. You know, because it's awkward with Mr. Kim there and some of them because, you know, they went away. And then that guy, Kang, keeps staring at Jinwoo. But, you know, they end up going to this next joint. And this is pretty much when shit just goes bananas. Like, I love episode 9 of Soul Leveling like crazy. Like, it's called You've Been Hiding Your Skills. So they go into the place. You know, the prison guys, they're assholes. You know, they're killing these things, these goblins. And, you know, they seem strong as shit. But, you know, eventually the group of guys, after they slay the goblins, are separated. Jin-ho, with his new abilities, could tell that where the boss is on this thing. And they each take a tunnel. But when Mr. Kim and the other guy from the original double dungeon scenario, they come out, they get iced. And it turns out Kang was trying to murk him because some guy's daughter was raped by those three prisoners, and then she killed herself. So his wife had a psychiatric break because she was aware that these three assholes got to fucking get their sentences reduced because they helped clear a dungeon. So Mr. Kim and the other dude, the larger man, they come out and they see, you know, Kang over there choking motherfuckers and making people bleed out and shit. And Kang's a dickhead, so he tortures these fools. Like, he tortures these fools, and basically he's incredibly fucked up. So Mr. Kang, Jing Ho, who was the other guy, the bigger guy who got killed, was Jing Ho. So Mr. Kang Wilding, even though he's in the association, he just thrives on murdering and killing people. And, you know, Jin Woo feels some type of way seeing Mr. Kim all stabbed up and bleeding out like that. He's spazzing. He tells Juhi to heal him, and then he has to scream at her because she's freaking the fuck out as usual. And, you know, poor Mr. Kim. All, you know, with his dying breaths, he apologizes to this man. It's fucked up, man. And the animation they did on his death scene was actually pretty fucking dope. And you could see the look on Jin Woo's face. You know? Like, this guy, Kang, is a fucking dickhead. And of course, Mr. Song don't know what's up with Jin Woo. So Jin Woo lets Mr. Song fight. But when this dude goes in for the kill, that's when shit gets interesting. So basically, I mean, the whole rest of the episode is when these two square the fuck up. And, you know, this guy's got mad abilities. I don't feel like, you know, delving into them. They are what they are, but yo, this guy Kang, he has this crazy stealth skill. He be hiding and shit. He's B rank, almost like super high B rank and stuff. And, you know, these two pop mad shit to each other. But, you know, the show might not be called Jin Woo Sung, but he's the one leveling up. And he steps right up to this fool, and they have a dope ass fight. Because this dude's bloodlust is out of control. And, you know, Jin Woo wants to just wreck his ass and just take him down to the dark levels. But the fight sequences are off the hook, man. Off the fucking hook. And his murderous intent skill, that shit is dope. Because he straight just stabbed him in the chest, all fucked up. I don't know. I think it's a great fucking show, man. Like, that's the reason I'm talking about the shit. The shit that this character actually goes through is just like, yo. And it's just like life. Like, there's some people who've been through some really bizarre, crazy, intense shit. And, you know, you walking into Dunkin' Donuts with them. Like, life is strange like that, you know? Your level of intensity. But, yeah. Jin Woo's on another level, and he's going to continue to ascend, but what I loved about this episode is the action. Like, you know, I can't really just keep going off on the action. I thought it was interesting that, you know, the guy he killed said, you know, survival of the fittest. And he, you know, and he says this guy has, you know, that he says this, your shadow stretches into some really nasty places, and you'll probably get as strong as those places are dark. So, you know, again, you're getting that kind of initially a hero doing things for the right reasons, and he was resurrected and all of this shit, but he might turn into a real fucking psychopath because he might start believing he's a god because he went from being the weakest to the strongest. And yet, so his journey is going to be complicated, and I think that's the crux of his journey, is how do you navigate it, and why is he strong, and what is the system? So there are still plenty of mysteries and awesome fucking battles, but between 7, 8, and 9, you know, especially 7 and 9 were a lot of the fighting. Again, 8 was the setup episode, but, you know, he has to come out of this and basically, you know, he's clearing the dungeon and, you know, wiping his ass with Kang. So, I mean, I'm not going to go that far. Kang had mad skills, but he was just, this guy levels up. He's got, like, health. He's got healing. He's got, you know, that murderous intent. He's got that poison dagger. He's got all sorts of shit, man. Like, this dude, he's rugged as fuck. Anyway, that's all I got. But love the show. Love all of you. And when I say love, you know, it's metaphorical. Perceptually, we might all just be varying aspects of some kind of massive cosmic mind, and we're each just thought forms, and we're expressed through the vessels that can conduct the energy that is necessary for thought forms. Or we're just a bunch of meat sacks who are fucking horny and crazy. Who knows? I don't have the answers. I just have a lot of bullshit to say. Anyway, it's the Thack Daddy. Definitely, you know, gearing up for more soul leveling. Hopefully, like, they don't do 12 episodes, you know, once every 2 years, and it takes 5 years for me to watch the whole fucking series. But it is a lot of work, so I'll take quality over quantity, but I definitely look forward to seeing more soul leveling. Anyway, it's the Thack Daddy. Anyway, I'll be throwing more bullshit your way later on. And I'm wishing you all to be safe and sane and healthy, and, you know, to try to pull a Jin Woo and just keep pushing through. You didn't get resurrected and you can't make more money, but you could persevere. And in a moment where the world expects you to be weak, you could be strong as fucking level up. All right. That's it. Thack Daddy out. Peace.